Last week, we heard an in-depth conversation about the future of telemedicine in Eastern North Carolina and how new technology could be used to provide access to specialized health care for people living in rural and underserved areas of the state, such as Bertie, Beaufort, Duplin, and Edgecombe counties. This week, we continue our coverage of telemedicine with a feature about how it's being used to make up for a shortage of psychiatrists in North Carolina. According to Deputy Secretary for Health Services and Acting State Health Director, Dr. Robin Cummings, 58 of North Carolina's 100 counties have too few physicians addressing mental health issues.
It's severe. We have counties where there's no psychiatrist at all. And so patients are simply not being appropriately addressed.
Dr. Cummings estimates that the need for psychiatrists will only increase as the population of the state continues to grow and people age. To make up for the deficit, a concept called telepsychiatry is being implemented at local hospitals and healthcare providers in eastern North Carolina and across the state. The state's telepsychiatry program begins operating in January 2014. The $4 million project was announced by Governor Pat McCrory and Health and Human Services Secretary Aldana Vosh in August at East Carolina University in Greenville. Acting State Health Director Dr. Robin Cummings.
The need for more and more care will increase. We've just got to be smart and use technology to tie the limited number of providers to the growing need and number of patients.
Telepsychiatry involves a two-way interactive audio-video link that matches a patient with a consultant, similar to FaceTime or Skype. The psychiatrist can conduct a consultation from anywhere in the world, but Dr. Cummings says the consultations in North Carolina will be conducted through ECU's eBehavioral Health Telepsychiatry Center.
The patient is will be placed into a room by a nurse or by an associate at the emergency room. The nurse will take the vital signs and transmit those to the consulting psychiatrist. The system will be activated. There will be a psychiatrist on the other end, and the two will be connected, and the patient will then be interviewed by the psychiatrist.
The patient will see the psychiatrist on a high-definition monitor screen, and the psychiatrist will be able to see the patient. But the doctor will be able to control the patient camera to monitor body language during the consultation.
This equipment that we use is actually able to zoom in, and the psychiatrist can watch the patient, obviously their hand movements. They can watch their eyes and see if their pupils are dilating or constricting. They can see sweating on the skin. Very, very sensitive video equipment. And so a full consultation is conducted.
Dr. Cummings expects the process will be straightforward and cost-effective. Once an initial investment is made, maintaining the telepsychiatry equipment is very low. And as the procedure becomes more available, Dr. Cummings believes it will drive down the cost even more, making the process very affordable for patients.
In terms of cost, if the patient has insurance, the insurance will pay for this just like they would for a regular patient-doctor interaction. So there's no additional cost there. Medicaid also reimburses, Medicare reimburses.
Since telepsychiatry can be implemented at small rural hospitals, patients won't have to drive long distances to see a doctor. The concept of telepsychiatry isn't new, but it's becoming accepted. And thanks to technological advancements, it's also becoming more accurate, too. While some people see the concept of telemedicine as beneficial, others believe it can never replace an in-person visit with a physician. Dr. Cummings disagrees.
Patients react to it, to the technology very well. Obviously, folks have televisions, they have computers, and so everyone's very familiar, very comfortable with the concept of a screen. Talking to the psychiatrist through a screen takes about a minute or two of accommodation, just getting accustomed to the situation. And from there, it really becomes an interactive situation.
In a world of online chatting and smartphones, it's not surprising that adolescents actually respond better to telepsychiatry sessions.
Children really just absolutely take this technology and don't hesitate at all to interact. Children this day and time just deal with technology. They grow up with it. It doesn't faze them at all.
North Carolina's new interest in telepsychiatry is based on the successful telepsychiatry project started by Albemarle Hospital Foundation in 2011.
Came to the attention of the Department of Health and Human Services. We gathered a work group together and began looking at how we could expand what they had done with their their project over 2 years and expand that statewide. So the project actually is already up and running, 14 hospitals going. We have about 30, maybe 32 hospitals on a waiting list right now to get going.
In North Carolina, there are over 108 hospitals with an emergency room, and less than 50% of those have 24/7 access to a psychiatrist. Dr. Cummings says rural hospitals that currently do not provide psychiatric care will be among the first to be added to the state's telepsychiatry program as it rolls out in January. Jared Brumbaugh, Public Radio East.